We continue reading the Gospel of Matthew, coming to Matthew 25, verses 14 to 30. It is the parable of the talents, a very significant portion of the New Testament. It's during that final week of Jesus' life, and he is foretelling that he's going away, and there's a nobleman, he's going away, and before he leaves in the parable, he entrusts servants with talents. Now, talent was a unit of wealth, actually. We, I think, get our language of talent in terms of abilities from this parable. But it is the different things that God has given us so that we can serve him. And they're different in many ways. And some have more, some have less. One has five talents. Another has two talents. Another has one talent. But the key is this, that while the master's away, and that, of course, is this life, before Christ's return, they're to be using those talents to serve him and to give him a profit on his kingdom. And when he comes back, there's an accounting. Now, yes, the New Testament does teach that while Christians are not going to be judged for our sins have already been judged on the cross of Christ, there is an accounting of our lives. It is a gracious accounting. It's a matter of reward. And so he comes to the one to whom he gave five talents, and he says, well, what have you done with it? And he tells him, I put it to work. I have five talents more. And Jesus gives the answer in the parable that is, it's not fiction, it's future history. He says to him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And those are words that you and I, as we're living now, should be longing to hear. Not because we're trying to earn our salvation, not because we're afraid, but because it's Jesus and he cares about what we do. He's invested in you and in me. And if we serve him, he's going to give us that benediction. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your master. Well, the same thing happens for the one with two talents. The one with five made five talents. One with two made two. You know, one thing it shows that what matters to the Lord, and we'll see this in the rest of the chapter, it's not merely or mainly that we accomplish great things for him. Now, some of us here may be called to accomplish great things, and if that's you, then accomplish great public things for the Lord. For others, there's lesser things. There's quieter lives. What matters to Jesus is the faithfulness by which we do it. And we're to take the life he's given us. And by the way, your life is invested with purpose and meaning. And you don't have to be somebody else. You don't have to be somebody else's gifts. You don't have to be in their place or prominence. You just be you in Christ and then live for Jesus. And he will come back and he will say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Their parable ends with a person given one talent. And he doesn't do anything with it. He buries it. And he actually gives an explanation that shows he doesn't know the Lord at all. Master, I knew you were a hard man, verse 24. You reap where you didn't sow. You gather where you scatter no seed. So I was afraid I buried your talent. And Jesus rebukes him. He doesn't even know who he is. And this is a person, this is not an unprofitable Christian. This is a non-Christian. I want to say, there's so many ways the New Testament says it, there's no such thing as an unprofitable Christian. If you're born again, Jesus says, abide in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Much fruit. Every Christian life is enormously fruitful for eternity. Some people lead shorter lives, some longer. They always point to the thief on the cross. No, he rebuked unbelief. He worshiped, he gave a public testimony to the Lord Jesus Christ in the 5 minutes he had or whatever it was. Every Christian life is fruitful. The one that buries the gospel profession, does nothing with it, is actually cast into hell at the end of the parable. Not because they didn't do anything for Jesus, but because they never belonged to him. Well, let's give ear with these things in mind to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 14 of Matthew 25. For it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave five talents, to another two, to another one. To each according to his ability, then he went away. He who had received the five talents went at once and traded with them, and he made five talents more. So also he who had two talents, he made two talents more. But he who had received the one talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now, after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the five talents came forward, bringing five talents more, saying, Master, you delivered to me five talents. Here, I have made five talents more. His master said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter the joy of your master. And he also who had the 2 talents came forward saying, Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here I have made 2 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. He also who had received the 1 talent came forward, saying, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping what you did not sow and gathering what you scattered where you scattered nor seed. So I was afraid. And I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. But his master answered him, You wicked and slothful servant, you know that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I scattered no seed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers. At least at my coming, I should have received what was mine with my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the worthless servant into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.